Wake up with Chris Howson on Good Morning Phuket. Here's a bit of what you missed.
KID, errors on live 89.5. This is Chris on Good Morning Phuket, brought to you by Zana Beach Club. Life is better on the beach. And joining me in the studio right now from my favorite little hideaway on the island, it is Ken from CC's Hideaway. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Chris. Such an early morning.
I know. You know, I was very impressed. Of course, you are a business owner. You have this very amazing happening spot here in Kata Beach.
Yes, we do. And, you know, to correct you a little bit.
Oh.
We're not on the beach. We're up in the lush hills of Kata.
That's right. You have a beautiful view of the beach.
As much as I would love to be the owner, I'm only the general manager.
So. Oh, sorry. There we go.
And,
okay.
You know, my owners will be here tomorrow, so I want to make sure they understand that I'm not taking over the hotel.
Well, I always like to start off an interview by making a few mistakes, just because I feel like it makes me seem more human.
Not a problem, because I'm sure I'll be saying some wrong things.
So we're here talking about Stargazer. It's the fourth annual, and it's coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, it's an amazing event. We started this, you know, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The hope was to create an exciting event to highlight, you know, the talent that we have in Phuket, and to bring the community out and try something really different. And, you know, after 3 years, look at where we're at. We're doing it again.
Yeah.
And it's just turned into an amazing event where we have the best that Phuket can offer,
mm-hmm.
and something that we offer the community to come up and be part of it. Because if you come and be part of it, you can be a judge also.
Well, that's the exciting part, right? There's a participation award as well.
That is. You know, we got really four key judges, mm-hmm. and I'm hoping, Chris, that maybe you can be one of them, but
well,
you can check with your significant other.
I have to do that first, and also don't want to announce it just in case someone tries to bribe me or something. I cannot be bought, people.
Really?
Yes.
But, you know, besides the four judges, we have this, the fifth judge, mm-hmm. which is our audience who come up. So, you know, you contestants who are already going to be there, get your friends to come up. And, you know, we have this star stickers that we sell, and it's the People's Choice Award. So you put your sticker on the best contestant that you want. And what's really key is the money we raise for the stars we sell,
mm-hmm.
will go to the Life Home Project Foundation, which is a foundation here in Phuket that help women and children who are infected or affected by HIV and AIDS.
Which is such a wonderful organization. I've heard about them many different times since I moved to Phuket, and it's so great that is the specific one that, because I think that's a cause that everybody can get behind.
Yeah, and you know, we really feel honored to be able to partner up with them, and actually I'm on the board. And you know, I firmly believe that, you know, as visitors here in Phuket who call this our home now,
mm-hmm.
We need to give back.
Yes.
And I want to try to make, what we try to do is make a difference for our Thai community, especially those who need the help.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the reasons why I do this, because you know, where I come from, I was involved in our community battling this particular issue, and now we're here, and we just want to help.
Yeah.
Know what it's like.
Absolutely. There's so much information about HIV and living with it here in Thailand, and in the past few years, they've really done a lot, especially the Red Cross, to help with information.
They have, and though the sad part of this whole thing is the financial support.
Yeah.
It's not there. Just recently, we had an individual from outside of Phuket who is now going to be at the foundation, but the government doesn't supply the kind of financial support you would think we need.
Yeah.
We have the foundation or project can fit up to 35 women or children. Specifically now we bring the children in because they're the ones that need the most help. But, you know, we have about 15 right now. And it's not because we can't find the patients. It's that the financial means to provide adequate care.
Right.
We struggle every year, like any NGO here, mm-hmm. in Thailand.
Absolutely. So this is a really great way for you to come out, enjoy a lovely night out, and also support a worthy cause.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, going back to our event,
mm-hmm.
The doors open at 6, and the event will start at 7, and we have a wonderful buffet Thai buffet, 400 baht, all you can eat.
Ooh.
I know. And, you know, the past couple of years, we've gotten about, you know, close to 200 people who come up to my hotel up in the Lush Hills of Qatar. And, you know, we're trying to make it easier for those who would like to come because, you know, we're up on this big hill.
Yes, it is a bit daunting.
It is. During the rainy season, I'm so afraid of going down. Thank God this is not raining. But we are going to provide a shuttle service from the bottom of the hill.
Oh, great.
Starting at 8:30 every half hour after that to help people come up so they can park on the bottom level. And then we bring them up, and then we'll bring them down when they're ready to go. Hopefully not until 11 o'clock when all of this will be over and we'll know who the next winner of Stargazer, which, by the way, will get 35,000 baht as the grand prize, a trophy, and other prizes from our sponsors.
That's wonderful.
You know, I'm happy that Phuket News is working with us again. Really appreciate the support that you guys are giving us.
Absolutely. Well, as I said, actually, this was the first event I did in Phuket. I did a live broadcast here. It'll be 3 years ago, and it was my first time on the radio. So thank you for that.
Oh, no, thank you, because without your support, we can't get the message out.
Absolutely.
You know, as a small little hotel, you know, we have a smaller budget to work with, but, you know, we try to be innovative and partner up with key people like you and Phuket News.
Well, and you certainly make it easy for us because really, if you've never been to Sisi's Hideaway, like, it is absolutely gorgeous. I know there's so many hotels on the island, but it really is such a lovely little hideaway.
It is. I mean, you know, we have 42 rooms. We renovated in 2012. So, yeah, I like to say we're a little more on the newer side, even though we've opened in 2004. And we have different programs. One of them is our wellness component, which we provide yoga retreats as well as yoga classes. So please come down, 8:20 and 5:30 every day.
Wonderful.
You know, and, you know, we try different things. We also have an eco tour program. You know, if you want to walk up to the big Buddha statue from our hotel, you can.
You can get there from the hotel?
Yeah, we have actually 2 days, Tuesday and Saturday. It takes about, one trail we found takes about 45 minutes, but it's a little steeper. And the other one takes about an hour and a half, which kind of goes around. And we have some really good tour guides who will talk about the flora and fauna and about the culture of Phuket Island. And then once you get to the top, then you take a little rest, and then 20 minutes later you're up at the big statue.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an amazing event, and we're always looking at different opportunities to develop other programs. So it's not the large type of tour programs, about 10-15 people.
Yeah.
And, you know, we try to go off the beaten path, so it's something a little different.
Yeah, individually crafted for your clients.
Yeah, and we can, you know, devise different programs, but give us a call at 076-333-222, or you can go to our website at www.cchideaway.com.
Wonderful. And so back to the event again. So you said you have about 10 or 11 acts confirmed.
Right.
And what are we dealing with? We got some singers, we got some performers.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of singers. Last year we had a Bebop Boys the contest, and they were truly amazing.
Yeah, they're very impressive.
They blew us away. But this year, sadly, we don't have a dance group, but we have many singers. We have people from the Philippines, from Germany. We have Indian guitar player.
Oh, wow.
It is going to be amazing. We have some young girls from the Head Start school coming. They were in the contest last year, and they're coming back. They've been working really hard.
Oh, nice.
We have a fire dancer, you know, an opera singer.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a nice, eclectic group of people who will come and entertain you. And it's just 200 baht to come in. You get your first drink. Part of that entry fee, and then you come and enjoy. I mean, you want to bring your swimming suit, you can jump in the pool and watch this amazing show.
It really is great, because you know, there's so many people in Phuket that we see every day, and you may not know that they have a secret talent. And you show up here and you're like, oh my god, I didn't know Fred could do that.
Of course. I mean, you can highlight your talent not only to your family and friends that hopefully you bring along,
yes,
but
definitely
other people. And we're always looking at key event planners to invite them up so they can look at their next talent that they would like to bring into their event. So that was one of the hopes of highlighting these contestants so that hopefully in the future they can continue on with their chosen field and get employed.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And you know, this is an amazing event, and we're just so honored to be doing this again. You know, we'd like to think that we could continue on as we move into the future.
Absolutely.
And build on this.
Well, and I mean, and 200 baht, I mean, you get 200 baht for entry to an amazing show, and you get your first beverage free, too. If you go to Patong, it's more than 200 baht for your first beverage.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, you know, during Songkran, I heard horror stories of, you know, 140 baht just for a drink.
Yeah.
You know, for that particular event, where if not for the event, it would be like 80 baht.
Yeah, exactly. You it's know, crazy. So,
and, you know, something different to do.
Yeah.
You know, I went out last night, and I am bored.
Well, yeah, especially Songkran is over now. I feel like people kind of want something a little bit different, but a reason to leave the house still, so this is perfect.
For sure. And, you know, something different, and to be entertained, mm-hmm. and not have to pay for it. What a concept.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, you're helping a good cause.
Yeah.
The Lifeform Project.
Absolutely.
Don't forget it.
Yeah. Absolutely. For 100%. Great cause, great show, and you can help somebody, maybe even a friend, family member, loved one, win the grand prize of 35,000 baht.
I know. And, you know, if you don't win, at least second place, you got 20.
Yeah.
And 10, you get, excuse me, on third, made a mistake. Third place, you get 10,000 baht. So you have an opportunity to win something.
Yeah, which is amazing because there's 10 or 11 contestants. That means approximately 30% of people are going to be going home with lots of shmoney. So that's...
Oh, for sure.
That's good.
And feeling good that they help a worthwhile NGO.
Yeah, exactly.
Make a difference here in Phuket,
absolutely.
Our adopted home.
That's wonderful. So if you want to do this, it's coming up this Saturday, so soon, the 21st of April from 7 p.m. at CC's Hideaway in Kata. If you want more information, the website ccshideaway.com, or you can also give you a call as well, which I do not have. Can you give the number again?
No problem, Chris. It's 076-333-222. And if the phone is busy, please continue to call because, you know, it's going to be busy for the next several days as people call and try to figure out how to get up to our secret hideaway.
Absolutely. And if you do you recommend people making reservations or can they just show up on the day?
Well, they can show up.
Okay.
You know, though, you know, making a booking early helps us decide how many people are going to be there.
Yeah.
And making sure we have enough staff and beverages and whatever else we need to do. You know, our goal is to provide a high-quality event that people can come in, relax, enjoy, you know, and then go home knowing that they want to come back next year.
Exactly. And hopefully earlier than next year, too, because you have all the events happening constantly at CC's Hideaway.
Well, we try.
Yeah.
You know, we try. It's not easy, Mike. You know, it's been a busy high season and, yeah. You know, every day. You know, but, you know, it's fun, you know, to make new friends that come and visit us, continue to develop the friendships we have with people that are already here, and to provide something for our local community.
That is Stargazer happening at CC's Hideaway at Kata. That is the fourth annual this year, coming up on Saturday at 7 p.m. Ken, thank you so much for all your hard work.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
As a part of the community here in Phuket, and best of luck with the event this Saturday.
Thank you, Chris.
And I will 90% sure I will be there for you, as long as the wife lets me go. But I'm 99% sure at this point.
Well,
I will confirm.
If you give me a number, we can always bribe her.
Fantastic. Ken, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Chris Howson on Good Morning Phuket. Weekdays from 7 only on Live 89.5.